It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Weekend after weekend, we bring the news of agriculture to our television audience through RFD-TV, local cable systems, local television stations, and the internet. People watch us even in Europe and in Australia. They watch This Week in Agribusiness, we're proud to say. Orion Samuelson, my colleague, and I have a long history of covering agriculture. My goodness, between the two of us, it's almost 100 years combined of bringing the news of agriculture to farmers and ranchers and the consumers, too. We appreciate the opportunity to join you, many of you who tune our way. And if you haven't watched our show, please try to do so. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness, four times a weekend on RFD-TV and once a weekend on more than 120 local television stations from coast to coast. This Week in Agribusiness. It seems that few of the cities here in the heartland of America have been able to escape it. Whether you're looking from Kansas City to Columbus, from Minneapolis to Memphis, our cities are dealing with crime, some of it much greater than they have before. Most of it is in residential neighborhoods. But now, for the third time this year, there's been someone shot on a Chicago expressway. This was a 55-year-old woman, a postal worker, and she died. It happened on Interstate 57 in Chicago, where 14 shootings occurred last year. From This Week in Agribusiness, farm leaders from here in the heartland were among those reacting last night to the president's State of the Union address. The president of the Illinois Farm Bureau urged President Trump to secure a fair trade deal with China and said the group backs the president's demand for quick congressional approval of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Rich Giebert, who farms in southwestern Illinois, pointed out that Illinois agriculture is heavily dependent on trade, and more than 30% of his farmer members' incomes is tied to overseas sales of soybeans, pork, and other agricultural products. Giebert said his growers are paying the price for retaliatory tariffs imposed on imported goods. Let the record show, though, China is buying some soybeans. They bought another 2.6 million tons. According to the report from the USDA yesterday, the second confirmed sale since China announced last week it would buy 5 million tons of soybeans during trade negotiations between the two countries. That carjacking didn't go as planned for the thug in St. Louis the other night. With his gun, he ordered a 33-year-old driver to get out of the car, then demanded his keys. Well, the victim stepped out but refused to hand over the keys, so the gunman pointed a gun at the victim's feet and pulled the trigger several times. But the gun wouldn't fire. The victim then tossed his car keys, and both he and the gunman raced to get them. As they ran, the gunman dropped his cell phone, and the victim picked it up. The gunman apparently got to the car keys first, but police say he was left to negotiate with the victim, said he'd trade the keys for the phone. After the swap, the gunman ran off without getting any of the victim's property. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Check your local listings. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.